Jennifer Spaulding is a mother and an Army veteran living outside of Lansing, Michigan. She grew up near Jackson and has lived in Michigan most of her life. She first joined the Army when she was 17, serving as a military police officer, later working in communications, and then in supply. In 2010, during her second tour in the Army, something happened that changed her life.
I was attacked in the Army. I suffered a lot of broken bones, severe intestinal disorders. I have everything from IBSD to my intestines will just shut down for no reason, and I'll spend months in the hospital. So it's been really tough.
She was attacked and sexually assaulted by a group of her fellow male soldiers. They were dishonorably discharged. Spaulding was honorably discharged for medical reasons. The attack also caused traumatic brain injury, spinal injury, and so much nerve damage that she lost the ability to walk and is now in a wheelchair. She says the pain can be unbearable.
I was on morphine and Vicodin and Dilaudid and fentanyl and, I mean, just loads of pain medications. And it got to the point where I didn't recognize my kids. I couldn't remember what I had for breakfast. I couldn't remember where I set my car keys. I couldn't remember what day it was. And I was just in a zombified haze.
Spaulding hated the side effects of the drugs, but didn't know what else to do. She had never considered using medical marijuana.
I had never been a cannabis user, never drank, never, you know, I was raised in a house where it was, you know, God, country, pot is the devil. And coming from a background like that, it was tough to say, okay, cannabis can be a medicine. You know, this demon drug could be okay.
She began to change her mind about medical marijuana when she heard from fellow veterans how it was helping them.
And so I started doing the research and I started to see the positive effect it was having on people with nerve damage, phantom leg pain, PTSD, eating disorders, Crohn's disease. And I finally spoke to my doctor at the VA hospital and he says, well, I can't tell you to do it because federally it's illegal.
Since the Department of Veterans Affairs is a federal governmental organization, its clinicians may advise but not prescribe medical marijuana.
And so I just said, well, what do you think? And he goes, well, between you and I, it can't hurt to try. And so I tried it and I found that I didn't like it.
But then she started talking to some of the people that own dispensaries and some of the doctors that were researching marijuana. And they told her about the different strands and varieties.
So they really tailored around me and helped me understand to sleep, you know, use a sativa, you know, to have more energy and to not have headaches and body aches, use an indica, you know. And then they brought in edibles and, you know, people call them medibles, you know. And I found that I actually had an appetite. You know, I was able to hold down soups and, you know, jellos and puddings and stuff like that, you know, using the edibles.
It was a whole new world for Spaulding. At one time, she had been taking as many as 38 different medications, but she was able to stop using all of them.
I didn't have the side effects. I didn't have the, you know, night sweats, the vomiting. I didn't have the grogginess. I didn't have the memory loss. I didn't have to take one medicine to counteract a side effect of another medicine to counteract a side effect of another medicine.
On top of everything, Spaulding was also diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2010.
I was going through cancer, and I even stopped chemo. And they told me I was making the worst mistake of my life, that I would be dead in 8 weeks. And that was almost a year and a half ago. And I'm still here. Now, I've had to have surgeries to correct. I've had to have necrotic, you know, tissue taken out. I've had to have my cervix taken out. My gallbladder exploded. My uterus, the whole side of it exploded during my attack. So, I mean, I've had to have a lot of surgeries to combat the damage, but I'm able to go home and take a medicine that's safe.
She is grateful for the freedom medical marijuana has given her. Spaulding believes all veterans who need it should have access to it. And many do not because they don't have the money to go outside the VA to get a medical marijuana card. So she spends her time raising awareness however she can.
I've taken this fight all the way to D.C. I've met with Debbie Stabenow. I've traveled to 20 states so far and talked to their legislation. I helped in West Virginia to get their legalization process started. I was just down in Mississippi helping them with their legalization process. And I do all this on my Army disability. I'm 100% disabled.
She wants others who are in pain to have the relief she has found from using cannabis.
It just made my life so much easier. I get to enjoy my time with my daughter. I get to travel, you know, and help other veterans. And it doesn't make me popular inside the VA system because I'm bringing to light in Washington, D.C. all of the issues. But I'm hoping to help rebuild the system, not tear it down.
Spalding started an organization called Cannavets Made in America to help veterans learn about medical marijuana and to change the stigma around it so that someday veterans can more easily have access to the help they need. She may not be in the Army anymore, but she's still looking out for her fellow soldiers. For WKAR, I'm Katie Cook.